And welcome back. Second quarter, right? We eat the pizzas in four chunks. And I pretty much do anyway, don't you? No. Yeah.
How do you cut your pizza? How many pieces?
It depends, but lots of times just into four pieces.
Oh, big four, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Nice. I like it.
You know, if it's like one of those really rich pizzas that I only get once in a while from some specialty place in, say, near Chicago, which really, I'm serious, it's like, it's hard to find something, you know, better than when you find the best one you've ever had.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I wouldn't use a fork, even though you actually need one to eat a really good pizza.
Right.
But don't trump that pizza, man. Gosh, you know. But, hey, did you see Kevin McCarthy this week?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Here's the guy. On the day of the attack at the Capitol, he calls the president, and he's like, man, you got to call this off, man. Get out there. And he says, well, apparently, Kevin, you know, these guys care more about, you know, the election than you do.
Oh.
And his response was, who the F do you think you're talking to, man? Right? He was all, you know. So this week he's like, no, well, you know, when I talked to the president, you know, and I told him he needed to do this, and, you know, and he did, you know, he put out a tape. And
oh,
like,
yeah, that was a strong,
he sure put out a tape, you know, and yeah. Asked him about the comments, and he goes, well, I don't, you know, that was private, our conversation. Until you go write a book like Boehner, right? Because we already know you said it at the beginning. Then you, Trump jellied your spine for you. Right? What is it about Trump? Is he like a beast behind doors, you know? Because does he turn into like this monster that they're all...
I'd kick that guy's
butt in a second.
I don't get it.
I would just... What does he weigh, like 300-some pounds or whatever?
I don't know, but he's shaped like a pear. So you go for... You know, if you hit him in the top, he'll just fall right over and then he'll wobble.
Yeah, he's a weeble. He'll like go down and then come back up, right? Great for a golf game if you're in the sand trap. But seriously, it's like, and so Biden this week, you know, he's given his little speech on, you know, his first speech. And no, I didn't watch it. I mean, because I said to my mom, I go, you going to watch Biden's speech tonight, or are you going to watch it like the next 3 to 4 days, the highlights? And she's like, well, that's kind of, yeah, that's what's going to happen. So, and it's good for me to pull back, right? It's going to be, you know, I'll turn on, watch whatever. I kind of go back between CNN and MSNBC so I can, you know, yell at both channels when they're wrong. I don't even bother with Fox because they're never right. I mean, I will turn it there, right? And I'll listen to Clan O'Donnell on the radio and stuff. And I, you know, I know when I've heard enough and I got to churn it, right? I mean, when I stop laughing and I start, you know, sweating and grinding my teeth, and you can only take so much of that stuff, right? Which is exactly why people are as sick as they are, because if you watch enough of that stuff, man, your brain is going to, you know, be damaged by all this, and your soul and your heart. I mean, there's so much anger and hatred in this country right now, and it's all being directed at the wrong spots, you know. I mean, not that you should have it at all, right? I mean, by the time you're my age, which there's another reason why May Day is cool. It's like, you know, 12 days to my birthday, right? Number 60.
Hey, all right.
And I'm looking forward to it, which is just really not making much sense to me. I'm like, I know that I'm time's getting shorter, so each one I put on, I really shouldn't be like celebrating. Nor is it the fact that, you know, we know each one is that special, because you just never know, right?
It's true.
I mean, yeah. I was sitting here waiting to come in, listening to your great program, right?
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, and I'm just running through my mind all the kids I grew up with, and some that were older and some that were younger, but we knew who they were, you know? If you live in a town long enough, how many kids died in car accidents? And most of them from drinking and driving. All the parties that we had at my school were... the problem was there were too many parents that were okay with it. And that's because the culture, right? So, yeah, I'm into the cancel culture. And anything that's bad news from us, I don't know, this patriot culture has got to go down, man, because they're... The real patriots were here defending the land, the Homeland Security shirt I had with Native American leaders and chiefs. You know, I was really proud of that shirt because I just felt like a connection. You put it on and you can feel the just, yeah, the spirit, the soul, the willingness to stand up when you can't win, right? You just know you can't win. And I know I can't win by myself. But the effort is hoping that more and more people come to the conclusion that, you know, in order to change this, we're going to have to do something, right? Us, the people.
Yeah. You know, one thing I got to say this about you, man, is so I wasn't there with you during the protests back in the day when you really
probably
got
still
going.
A kid, right?
No, I mean, no. I was there, but I didn't know you, and I, you know,
yeah, yeah.
And I wasn't there all the time. Like I certainly went down a few times, and I had young kids, so it was harder to, you know, go
well,
down.
You had commit, a life, I didn't
commit to it. No, that's not true. Just different area of life, right? But
yeah.
But the deal is, you know, I've been hanging around you long enough here on these Saturdays, and I know you're the real deal, and I know that regardless of whether you get really whipped up or fired up or what your position is, it's all coming from a good place. It's all coming from your heart, and it's because you care. So, you know, that's what you're trying to do. It's not trying to get
give credit to my parents. Where,
activate
where it really
people's
does
hearts,
count.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Awaken their hearts again, because that's what we need more.
That was the one thing that I really, really turned me sour on. Seriously, before, you know, policy and things like that, when Hillary Clinton said that you can't change people's hearts, and I about just. My jaw dropped, you know. Maybe we can't change people like hers hearts, but I know you can because mine's been changed over time, right? It's gotten more and more what? Empathy and when I see people that are most people would think of as lowly, I look at them as, hey, there's a friend I haven't met yet, you know. Maybe I should, if there's no traffic or something, I can say hi. You know, the little things that people could do that we don't do a lot. And, you know, if you've got more than enough time and money and you see somebody that's asking for a few bucks on a corner, don't be judgmental, man. Well, try and make a friend out of them. It goes a lot further, right? And, you know, you can look down on people. What is it? Are people envious of people that live in poverty or, you know, have mental health issues or, you know, they don't have a home? Is it? Does that make you feel better than someone else to you know, not reach out? Because, I mean, we supposedly, another Republican, yeah, this was organized on Christian guidelines, this country. No, it wasn't, actually. It really wasn't. It was established on some of the worst evil. And I wanted to talk about that when we come back, too, you know, because we're now going back through history and we're acknowledging the wrongs of entire cultures that were, you know, attempted to be wiped out, you know, genocide. And it just, I mean, what are the qualifications for that, right? I mean, how do we determine what was a righteous movement and what was just murder? We'll be back in a little bit. Thanks.